For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Roger Goodman, the director of the Drug Policy Organization within the King County Bar Association.
Yes, we've assembled a coalition here of professional and civic groups, the not just this local bar association, but the church council and the pharmacy association, the Public Health Association, the Family Physicians, Academy of Family Physicians, the Society of Addiction Medicine. Matter of fact, last night, just the Society of Addiction Medicine approved the resolution that all of these organizations are passing. We have 10 organizations on board at this point, and it's just going to keep growing. And the resolution calls for the legislature to set up efforts to look at the idea of regulating psychoactive substances rather than prohibiting them. Which is an incredibly radical idea to some, but it's so reasonable that it's radical. That's the issue. So the Senate, the state Senate here in Washington State, in fact, did introduce a bill to create such a commission. There was a hearing on that bill the other day, and a very important hearing, very, very controversial. The fact that the state legislature has actually entertained this idea in an official capacity, I think, is very significant.
Who will step up and be against this? Because it is only through opening the dialogue that the change will be possible. Have you had any indications of those who may stand in opposition?
Well, let me quote you the newspaper from today. Today in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the lead prosecutor of the state, Norm Mailing, who is the dean of the prosecutors, he's a Republican. He was asked about this proposal, and he said, "There deserves further discussion and study." Now, that doesn't sound like outright opposition to me. No. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. attorney here in the Western District of Washington, who is also a Republican, was asked about this recently, and he said, "Well, I may disagree with a few of your points, but we need to have this conversation." And in fact, that's all we want, because we know that once you start talking about drug policy, if the conversation is based on reason, we're going to go in the right direction. And so I'm very pleased with our progress. And the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who introduced the bill, he really deserves to be applauded for this. He acknowledged that we are light years ahead of legislature. So that just reminds us that the legislature follows the people.
Do they follow you into silence? Please join us this week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Roger Goodman of the King County Bar Association. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.